come out of the executive session.
You're a second?
I'll second it.
All right, number three, new business personnel.
Wait, I'll carry.
Sorry. All those in favor coming out of the executive session?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, new business personnel, number one, appointment. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve a $3,000 stipend for Leanne Short as interim Beacontown Elementary School Principal Director of Special Services. This will be for a 6-week period due to the maternity leave of Elaine Dixon Cross.
Motion.
Eric?
Second.
Pauline, is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Can we just?
Opposed? All right, the motion carries.
And can we just take a second and thank Director Short for her willingness to do that?
Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the following fall athletic appointments for the 2014-15 season. Gymnastics head coach Jennifer.
I'll move the list.
Move the list. Eric, you're second?
Second.
Kathy? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to amend the appointment of Sandra Duquette as a school bus monitor for special education summer school from July 7th, 2014 and ending on 8/15/2014 to that of a school bus driver from July 9th, 2014 and ending August 15th, 2014 from the board meeting minutes of 6/10/2014. Leonard?
Second.
Second, Kathy. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to amend the appointment of Melissa Seymour as substitute school bus driver and substitute school bus monitor for special education summer school from July 7th, 2014 and ending on August 15th, 2014 to that of a school bus monitor from July 9th, 2014 and ending on, is that a typo?
No.
Okay, July 11th, 2014, sorry, from the board meeting minutes of 6/10/2014.
Motion.
Eric, your second?
Second.
Joe, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the appointment of the following individual for special education summer school for July 9th, 2014 and ending on August 15th, 2014.
Michelle. Motion.
Eric?
Yes.
Second. Kathy? Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the following temporary on-call appointment beginning on the date indicated.
Motion.
Eric? Is there a second?
Second.
Leonard? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the appointment of James Chauvin as a temporary on-call head bus driver at the rate of $25 per hour. This is due to the leave of Shane Brank, transportation supervisor. I just had a brief discussion. We're going to add the start date of July 11th, 2014. There is a motion. Eric, did you make the motion?
No, Leonard made the motion.
Hasn't been seconded.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Eric? All those in favor as amended?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the appointment of the following individuals for special education summer school for July 11th, 2014 and ending on 8/15/2014. There's also an addition per Joanne. At the bottom of the list, it's supposed to read Susan Relation as a substitute monitor and bus driver.
Yes. Correct.
That being said, is there a motion?
I'll motion to move the list.
Eric?
I'll second.
Kathy, second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to just point out that Susan Relation brought her application in today about 2:30 or so. So it's this afternoon. That's why it wasn't on previously.
Miscellaneous. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends to the Board of Education the approval of the athletic merger with Seton Catholic Central School for boys soccer for the 2014-15 school year. The calculation will be a per student charge with the total cost of the program divided by the number of participants.
Motion
Leonard.
Second.
Second Eric. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Board resolution authorizing the president or vice president of the board to execute all legal documents necessary to convey legal title to the West Shay Z Elementary School property. Whereas the Board of Education on May 13, 2014 approved the purchase and sale contract dated May 6, 2014 between the Beatontown Central School District and Robert Davenport pertaining to the sale of the West Shay Z Elementary School property situated at 44 Academy Street, West Shay Z, New York. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the president of the Board of Education, or in the event of the absence of the said president, the vice president of the board shall be authorized to execute any and all documents necessary or recommended by legal counsel for the district to convey legal title to the subject premises in accordance with the terms of the purchase and sale contract dated May 6, 2014.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Who was that?
Pardon.
And it's a roll call vote.
Eric Anderson.
Yes.
Andrew Brockway.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley.
Yes.
Joseph Coakley.
Yes.
Michael Hagedorn. Leonard King.
Yes.
Ed Marin. Debbie Pasno. And Pauline Stone.
Yes.
Financial. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the following year-end transfers.
Motion
to move the list by Leonard.
I'll second it.
Second, Eric. Any discussion? All those in favor?
No, it's a roll call.
Oh, sorry.
Eric Anderson.
Yes.
Andrew Brockway.
Yes.
Kathy Buckley.
Yes.
Joseph Coakley.
Yes.
Michael Hagedorn. Leonard King.
Yes.
Ed Marin. Debbie Pasno. And Pauline Stone.
Yes.
Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to acknowledge receipt of the extracurricular club reports for April through May 2014.
Motion.
Eric.
Second.
Joe. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the attached list as surplus equipment and materials which is deemed unusable by the school district consistent with the board policy number 6900 disposal of school district property. I also want to make a note that on the agenda change under 5C, we have removed some of the items that were previously on this list.
I'll make a motion to move the current list.
Motion by Eric. Second. Kathy. Is there any discussion?
I do have one question.
Kathy?
How does the district dispose on these items?
Well, we dispose of those items by normally through sealed bid, but I believe this time we're also going to try to auction them off. Is that correct, Mary?
Yes, we're going to seek out both. Excellent, thank you.
I wanted to point out that a business executive, Blaine, excuse me for referring to her as Mary before, put together this list, did a lot of work to do that, and then it was brought to the attention of some of our administrators, and as we are attempting to bring back some career and tech education here and find some experience-based learning in our school or build some experience-based learning in our school, we carved out the list of about seven or eight other items. And if we find ourselves not using those items, then we'll bring them back to the board for sale or auction or sale.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? D. Resolved that the superintendent of schools recommends the Board of Education to approve the following vehicles as surplus and unusable by the school district consistent with the board policy number 6900, disposal of district property.
Motion.
Motion by Leonard.
Second.
Second, Kathy. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, we have a couple additional items to discuss. I believe that we've narrowed in on a date for the board retreat, August 19th. According to Mr. Mannix, I believe Mr. Smith is available on that date?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anybody that the 19th does not work for at this time? Because there
what
is...
What times are we looking at?
I believe it was evening time last time. It was like it, 4 or 5?
Yeah, I think he did start right about dinner time. So we can, if there's an area that you want to avoid, or if there's a better time to start, let me know.
Okay. Well, what day of the week is the 19th?
Should be a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And Mr. Coakley drives from Malone, right?
Yeah.
So what time could you maybe back?
I mean, if we're starting at 4, that's certainly doable. I'll just go in early. That's
we
fine.
Wouldn't start at 4.
Okay, so 5.
It'd be late.
So even then, that would be fine.
Right, there's another item late September, and if you could, Mr. Mannix, refresh.
I think it was for the retreat. It was either going to be the third week of August or late. There's.
I read that September.
I did too before.
All right, I'll take a motion for an adjournment.
No, I'd like to add something real quick.
Go ahead, Paul.
This last weekend, we had our 50th class reunion from Beatman Town, and I'd like to thank Superintendent Mannix for meeting us here at 1:30 on a Sunday to bring a lot of our former classmates through the building. And he took it on himself on a Sunday afternoon at 1:30 to bring us through. So I'd like to thank him.
And I appreciate that point, and I had a very enjoyable time. It was great to hear. And so it was fun.
Mary, did you have something?
I just wanted to let the board know that there would potentially be another budget transfer coming as a result of the audit, once we have the audit. We had mentioned before that at the end of the year, we're anticipating making a transfer to the cafeteria fund to make it whole. I did want to mention that we started the year, we did a budget transfer last year at the audit, which was approximately $160,000, and that had taken care of, I believe it was 3 prior years before the 12-13 school year, which was being audited last summer. What we're anticipating doing now, so that we can avoid another audit comment on that, is as soon as we have our finalized numbers, having that budget transfer on the August agenda so that we can have it be considered as part of the audit. We started the year 12-13, we had a $61,000 deficit, and that actually just increased roughly a little bit more than $20,000. So we're looking at potentially about an $80,000 to $85,000 transfer right now that's anticipated for the cafeteria fund. And as you know, we've done multi-year budgets for various departments, including the general fund, but also the cafeteria. And we were forecasting for next year for that to be closer to a break-even. So there's still a deficit, but making improvements on that. And I just wanted to give you a heads up that this list that we just did tonight was not all inclusive.
Mr. Mannix?
Thanks. I wanted to inform the board, number one, which I was very excited about, another major manufacturing company is in the paper today, is moving into the Beatman Town School District. So as we work with our global careers in manufacturing class, this is another opportunity. I look at it as another opportunity for our students and certainly for our taxpayers. Number two, I wanted everybody to be aware that during the budget process, we were working with the Sheriff's Department and Saranac Central School District on a shared school resource officer. Well, the person at the Sheriff's Department who was working with us is no longer working there. And unfortunately, we're almost starting back from scratch with the Sheriff's Department. I have a meeting tomorrow at 12 o'clock at the Sheriff's Department with Superintendent Parks from Saranac. We hope to get this back on track. We do have a backup plan if it doesn't work out, but I wanted to make you aware that the backup plan wouldn't be initiated by us. It's because of maybe the ball's been dropped over in another agency. Some of our administrators will be going to BOCES on August 12th to work on our APPR tracking system, OASIS, and trying to improve that system for us and for our administrators, and I guess for our teachers as well. And we have a gearing up session on August 20th, which we will be attending as a team and then discussing the initiatives. And lastly, I wanted to inform everybody that I do not know whether we'll be sending a team or not, because it is the summertime, but we have some teachers that are interested in an opportunity that was brought to us by Siemens. You may remember that Siemens actually came to Kremlin Head and helped us with our STEM night. And Siemens is partnering with King & King Architects in having a collaborative education summit for, again, experience-based learning, and it's in Syracuse, and they're willing to pay the freight for every week. The only expense we would have would be a little bit of food and some mileage for our vehicle. But so we may be sending a team, but we're not quite sure, but it's a great opportunity. Hopefully we can do that. I know the last time we went, Malone was there. We don't know whether all the schools are taking part in it or not, but we hope to. It was great. It was great when we went. Maybe something we can build on. That's all I have.
All right, does anyone have anything else? Take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Leonard? Second by Kathy. All right, thank you, everybody.
All right, we got to be all in favor.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.